June 2022, Woof Bomb. Good morning, this is Chris Walker with The Core. Can folks see my screen and hear me okay?
Morning, Chris. Steven, we can hear you
good. We'll go ahead and get started. This is the June 1 F-POM, and we'll start with introductions. Who do we have from NIMS on the line?
Hello, this is John. Good morning.
Anyone from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service? Anyone from BPA? How about ODFW?
This is Kelly Reese.
Greg up at Mirror in Forks, Minto.
Brett Boyd.
Dan Peck.
Anyone from Confederated Tribes? We've gone around.
Lawrence Schwabe. Good morning, Chris.
Moving on to the core, who do we have from Willamette Valley Project?
Hey Chris, this is Chad Helms.
Greg Taylor.
Anyone from Water Management? How about PME?
Rachel Laird.
Moving on to FFU.
Hi,
Bjorn Vanderloop.
Mark Fron.
All right. I see Tammy Mackey's on. Anyone else from the core that I may have missed?
Hey, Chris, this is Darren.
Oh, hey, Darren. And then overall, anyone I may have missed?
This is Jeff Zeller. Sorry, came in a little late.
Oh, no problem. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with the May minutes. Did receive comments from ODFW. Those will be incorporated and finalized unless others need more time. If so, speak so now. If not, they'll be finalized. Good deal. Moving on to action items. First action item is in regards to preliminary results of the pedigree studies and the focus being North San Diem, first on the docket. Did talk to Rachel, and you can add in any time, Rachel. She got a hold of O'Malley, I don't recall her first name, with OSU, and she's willing to present results next month, and it looks like it'll be either the 18th of July, 19th, or 20th, so you guys will be seeing an invite since she's fairly busy and won't be able to present at the Wolf Pond following. It'll be a separate meeting, so apologize for that. So that one's taken care of, but again, you'll be seeing an invite on that. Rachel, anything to add or any questions?
Yeah, I need to follow up with her because she needed a pretty quick response on whether or not those dates would work, so I need to make sure she's still available.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you sent out an invite, let's just make sure she's on it, and I'll touch base with her.
Yeah. How about we'll be in touch, and we'll just make sure that it works for her. Okay. Moving on to the next action item in regards to the contract mod for outplanting above Green Peter Dam. There was a notice to proceed issued by our contracting office last week. No signed contract, but notice to proceed. More to discuss later about upcoming actions and that the fish are here and we need to figure out what we need to do with them. So we'll talk more about that. And I guess the action was Couture would set up a meeting following the last Wolf Palm, and he did. And that's where we discussed timing of where we put fish, how many fish. The details still need to be worked out, obviously. And we're kind of doing this on the fly as, like, again, the fish are here and we're working the best we can, so. So we'll move on because we'll talk about that more. To updates, North San Diem, Greg.
All right, up at Marion Forks, all the Chinook are healthy and growing. We'll start the marking program the third or fourth week of July. Everything is on schedule and ready to go. No major issues up there. Maintenance activities needed or recently completed. Just a couple of them that have been on the docket for a while. Just the continuation of the pond paint we did about 12 years ago. We started painting those ponds, and the rest of them are in desperate need of that. The concrete, obviously, is a classic 1951, and is starting to deteriorate. And also, we had the valve and isolation valves on the docket about 3 or 4 years ago, and still looking for updates on that. Other than that, Marion Forks is good. Everything at Minto's going well. They're currently pouring the pad for the replacement maintenance building. Sounds like that will be completed by August. Collection-wise, we just started seeing lots of fish this last couple weeks. The water's warmed up to 50 degrees. The flows are down. We've collected 671 add Chinook, 141 unmarked Chinook, and 411 summer steelhead. So we've kept about half of them for for brew. The other half are ready for outplanting. We'll get the weirs in early next week and start our outplanting project. Maintenance here, we're going to have next week one of the pumps pulled for maintenance and also the screen manually cleaned. It has started plugging severely last week and this week. Normally we'd have four AWS gates open for attraction water for compliance. We currently only have one open. If we open up another one, the screen instantly plugs. So hopefully we'll get a screen cleaned next week and be able to open that back up and be in criteria. Other than that, we're rolling along.
Any questions for Greg? Yeah, the only thing I have to add, Greg, is, yeah, I know those items in regards to the valves and the concrete needing resurfaced have been on the list for a while. They're still on there. They've been in the budget. Haven't got the funding. We were fortunate, I guess, to get some funding for the piping, which I hope is holding up well. So that's just the latest that I have, and I know it's more of the same. So, anything else for Greg? Okay, moving on to the South CNEM, Brett.
Yeah, the South CNEM, things are going well. The Chinook Juveniles itself is good. They are on track to make size goals. Sisco had restarted marking this week. They were also unfortunately diagnosed right at the start here with cold water disease, so we've got a prescription in place and the medicated feed is on the way, so hopefully we'll get that nipped quickly. Holland, you know, the trout hauls have been going well. We're on schedule to be done here probably by next week or just the week after. At Foster, winter steelhead are about done. We ended up with 86. We've got 552 summer steelhead and a total of 515 spring chinook so far. 490 hatchery fish and 25 unmarked adults. We also received adults from Willamette Hatchery last week, and we're going to receive some more tomorrow, Dexter. And we started treating them on Monday. Hit them three times a week here at the start. We've been culling. We've had some surplus. We're seeing a kind of a little bit higher percentage of small males, which is typical for this time of year. So we've been culling those, and we're got some fish ready for start pulling some tribal allocations. The Sletz tribes are going to be here tomorrow and Grand Ron next week. And then we continue to, we're pretty much ready, got things lined up to start the green peter out plants once we know where we're going to have to get to put them. And then as far as maintenance over there goes, the Foster staff, the maintenance staff was present when we treated that first day. Make sure everything went well, and it did. So we appreciate that. And then other than that, just a few little things. They had to reset some alarm probes on the post-sort pools and the pre-sort pool. And that's about all I have for now. Over.
Thanks, Brett. Any questions or comments for Brett? All right. Moving on to the McKenzie. I didn't hear the Colby on, and I don't think Ryan's on. Was someone going to cover, or should we just skip that piece? All right, we'll move on for now and go to the Cougar Fish Facility. Chad?
Yeah, so we're just starting to see some Chinook show up at the facility. I think we've got a total of five come back so far. Still double flake tagging all those fish and releasing them downstream. Of those five, we've already had two come back, so that those two fish were outplanted up above the dam. We have seen a fair amount of bull trout this year. We've had 10 bull trout so far at the facility, so kind of cool. But yeah, other than that, I'm expecting some fish to start showing up. Jeremy sent me a text last week saying that they were starting to see a bunch of fish in the sorter at Leeburg Dam. So yeah, I'm at start seeing those numbers increase here any day. Maintenance wise, yeah, everything's working well, and not aware of any outstanding maintenance at that facility. So that's all I have for Cougar.
Thanks. Any questions or comments? All right, moving on to the Middle Fork on Hatchery, Dan.
Yeah, as far as Willamette Hatchery, everything's doing real well. We just finished up marking yesterday, and they'll be here either today or tomorrow to pull that trailer out of off the hatchery. So that went smoothly on our end. All the fish were to size, and everything looked good. And then as far as Dexter goes, adults are here. Like Brett said, we transferred about 800 over to him last week. We'll go back down tomorrow and get another couple loads out. And we're on our way to collecting brood. We've only had about 30, 35, I think, unmarked fish. The rest of them were all hatchery fish. We did transfer 200 males to the Burns Paiute tribe last week also. And we've gotten 30-something steelhead, so not very many steelhead yet. That's about it.
All right, any questions for Dan?
Hey, Dan, it's Bob. Last year, due to brood shortages, we had some issues with outplanting. I realize I'm asking you to look in a crystal ball. Do you have any forecasts of how you think we're going to be able to do with outplanting this year? Over.
Hopefully, we'll get, you know, more than what we did last year. We did get a few out last year, but not very many. But they're still coming over the fall, so I'm hoping that we will. I don't know. I'm not going to say we're going to hit all of our target goals, but I'm going to say we're going to get some in every system.
Thanks for the update, Tim.
Anything else? Okay, Fall Creek Fish Facility. Chad, were you going to cover this, or did you want me to?
Yeah, I've got that covered. So, same thing over at Fall Creek. We're definitely starting to see some fish showing up. We've had 88 non-marked Chinook so far, and ended up with 73 winter steelhead so far. So, yeah, things are definitely picking up over there. I'm seeing a few summer steelhead as well. So, yeah, maintenance-wise, everything's working well, and yeah, that's all I have for Fall Creek.
All right.
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
Jeremy Romer. I just got on. Did you want a quick update for the sorter numbers there at Liebert Dam?
Yeah, we can do that when we get to the HGMP piece down below. So yeah,
okay, sure. Just
in a bit.
Okay.
Thank you, though. Greg, any bull trout or Oregon chub update? And I think there you go.
No, Chris, I don't have anything to add. Chad mentioned that.
Okay.
We're on the above average side for some bull trout moving down through Cougar this year. But we'll see where we end up. No updates on the contract folks are doing the work.
Okay. Moving on to research updates. Rachel, anything to add there?
No, there's nothing to update on research.
Okay. I thought I saw an email coming from Fenton, maybe. I don't know if it was a meeting or not a meeting. Anyway. Okay, moving on. No one is on from water management, so we'll skip that. In regards to water quality and flow. No one's on from BPA, so we'll move on to pinniped updates. Does anyone have a pinniped update?
Hey, Chris, this is Bob. Just one update from Bonneville, just so people are tracking. We did have one stellar sea lion already come back. He came back 7 days. There's a pattern where each year they're coming back earlier and earlier. So we did have one stellar come back. It was 7 days earlier than last year. That's been the pattern. Every year it seems like they show up 1 week earlier. It's only one. I don't even know if it's still in the tail race, but we did have one come back. Over.
Hey, Chris, this is Kelly. I don't have any updates for you.
Okay. All right. Moving on to HGMP biop terms and conditions. One that we ungrade, is on there. First is use of natural origin broodstock. Obviously, that depends on how many natural origin fish return. And probably need to have more discussion on that. I don't know if that's a separate task group or not. But it's on the agenda. So not much to talk about. So we'll move on to counts. Bob, I don't know if you had anything to add in regards to any of the counting that we're doing.
Hey, what I'll do is I'll pass it to Steven's been to Leeburg. I'll pass it to Steven. Steven, do you want to give an update on the core counting at Leeburg? Over.
Sure. So far this season, we have had a total of 196 unmarked Chinook, which had passed upstream of Leeburg Dam, and 8 marked Chinook. I'll let Jeff Ziller speak to it more, but he's been putting a lot of work in to limit PHAS, and we're looking really good this year. Like I said, 196 unmarked and only 8 marked. Of interesting note, we've also had 22 bull trout pass either through the letters or through the sorter. So we're definitely seeing them. They're definitely there. So I'll pass it to Jeff if he wants to give an update on what he's doing for the sorter.
Maybe Jeremy or Jeff or whoever.
Sure, I can do that. The like everybody's saying, the Chinook are extremely late this year. I'm not sure they actually characterize it as late. They're maybe more typical. We've been seeing a lot of very early runs of fish in recent years because of the warm water, and this just happens to be a more normal year, I think. So, kind of nice to see. We didn't really see a push of fish coming into the sorter. We started the sorter right around the 6th of June. We didn't see much in the way of Chinook until around the 20th of June. So that gives you some idea how late they are. And I updated it as of last night, and so these numbers are a little different from what Stephen had there. But we've had 220 wild Chinook and 12 hatchery Chinook go upstream of Leeburg Dam so far this year that we can account for. And I think there might be a few more than that. I might not be including May in that. And I think Stephen may have had some of the May numbers in there too. So basically about 95% wild and 5% hatchery upstream of the dam. We have removed about 13 or 14 hatchery Chinook that have come over the sorter table. And we've also removed 78 summer steelhead that were attempting to go upriver. And again, the numbers of bull trout that we've been seeing are very impressive. Glad to see that they're also showing up at Cougar. I'll take any questions.
Anything to add to that, Jeremy?
Nope, that was it.
Perfect.
I should mention that we are running the sorter 7 days a week right now, so we have a crew out there every night.
Any questions or comments? Thanks, Jeff. Last item in the terms and conditions section is the three-year report to NIMS. The specific term and condition states that ODFW will put together this report in coordination or support from the Corps. I know that Kelly was designated the POC on that. I've been designated the POC for now from the Corps. Kelly, I didn't know if you had anything to add other than we may need to talk soon. I don't know.
I'll check in with you later today. It's nearly complete from my end.
Oh, cool. Good to hear. So pretty straightforward. Moving on to Lemon Valley production contracts. Already mention this in the action item section. The notice to proceed for the green Peter outplanting modification was issued last week. Still need to get a contract signed. That's all I have on that. And then regarding trout production, our budget analyst is still looking at putting together funding to issue options for future stocking. And I don't know if anyone has anything to add to that. That's all I know. Okay.
Hey, Chris, this is Jeff. I failed to mention one thing that I thought was fairly important and on the sorter setup.
Sure.
Can we go back?
Yeah.
So Jeremy and I installed the grates that we had built to exclude larger fish up the right bank fish ladder back on the, I'm trying to remember what day that was, 24th, I think it was, and of June. And the idea behind that was to allow smaller fish and lamprey to go upriver. And before that, we only had one lamprey that had gone upriver, and we installed those grates. They seem to be working well. We have hundreds of small whitefish going up, and we've also had somewhere in the neighborhood of 9 or 10 lamprey that have ascended the right bank fish ladder. So that was pretty good news that piece of our operation is working as expected.
Thanks, Jeff. Questions or comments on that?
Yeah, this is Melissa from NIPS. Hey, Jeff. So I thought that was going to be performance-based, so I was hoping to hear some information about that, because I thought that you were going to, I thought we'd agreed that you were going to do a performance-based installation on those. And then on the flip side, are you going to monitor for any issues? Because the spacing on those racks is outside of our criteria.
Yeah, that's part of the idea is that we've been monitoring the fish moving through there every day, trying to see what kind of sizes of the fish are going through there, and it's working really well.
Now, I get that it's excluding fish and allowing other fish to pass, but my question is, I thought we were going to install those if they were needed because of the PHOX issue.
Yes, and that's that's one of the reasons we waited until the 24th is that we left them out. Actually, we had the right bank fish ladder going during late May and June without the racks in there, and as it turned out, the fish ended up coming in so late that we ended up not putting them in until the 24th. So that was, it was projected to go in around the 1st.
Okay, I guess my question was, when Lance and I discussed this, he and I agreed, and we thought that you agreed, that those weren't going to go in unless there was an issue with PHOS. And so my question is, what was the issue with Chinook that caused a trigger to put in the rat? Maybe we should talk.
When the hatchery fish started showing up, and that's what, and so we decided to put those racks in. Well, it's two things. One, when the hatchery fish started showing up, we had, in fact, we had a night where we had about 70 or 80 fish come through, and then it was right after that that we decided to go ahead and put the right bank fish ladder in for the purpose of moving the lamprey upriver, because the water was finally starting to drop in the McKenzie River, and we expected some lamprey movement coming up. The right bank ladder had been shut down for about a week and a half, 2 weeks.
All right, let's talk about this offline, because this is sure. Different than what Lance had actually communicated to me. I think it's different than what he expects too.
Okay.
All right. Moving back down. We are at coordination / notification forms. Ones I have on are ongoing, ones in regards to valve work at Cougar Dam in the future. The other is in regards to the in-water work periods that they're working on with the rebuild of the Dexter Fish Facility. I know that had gone back and forth a couple times. Sent out last week when I was on leave. I don't know much more on that. John is the author, the POC on that, and he's out of town. So, moving on to task group / PDT updates. The first is the Willamette Valley Operational Fish Passage Measures PDT. I did not get an update. I don't know if other folks on the phone have an update. If not, we can move on. Okay. So the next task group is a new one that was formed a couple weeks ago in regards to the planning and working out the details of outplanning above Green Peter Dam. This is ongoing currently. The latest that I have is I need to actually work on a justification right after this meeting that will get sent to headquarters with the Corps and their Office of Council to justify why we need to use Justina, which is private property, versus the public BLM property down below. So that's just going into the steep terrain, not being able to get to the river, those types of details, and trying to do what's best for fish, and the fact that the site on Justina is a lot more ideal. So that's what I'll be working on, and I may reach out to folks if I struggle a bit, but I think I've got it covered. So that's where that's at. I also plan on scheduling a meeting very soon to discuss what we want to do in the near term. I know there was a site identified below one we had identified on BLM land, and so we need to figure that piece out in terms of the legalities, ownership, and how fish get released. So more to come on that. You should be seeing an invite likely today, and hopefully they get that worked out this week, if we can, if folks are available. So, like I said, more to come. And I don't know, Brett, if you have anything to add or others have anything to add on this.
No, I think like I said, we're pretty much ready. So.
Okay. Are you in on Friday?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to try to gather folks this week if I can, so. Last item, the fish operations plan.
Well, Chris, before we move on.
Sure.
This is Bob. I just want to confirm and hear back, repeat back what I heard. So we're looking at finalizing our release locations, hopefully by close of business this week, so we can initiate releases above Green Peter next week. Is that what I'm tracking?
You're tracking, and then the details will depend on how fast headquarters can give the okay for the agreement with Justinus. If they can turn it around fast, you know, we'll be on their property, hopefully, releasing fish and just backing that truck up. If not, we need to figure out that lower site in terms of feasibility and the details that go along with that.
And then we can talk, since you're in the office, we can talk offline later, but I want to make sure we're supporting you so we can kind of work these actions concurrently as possible, so we have at least, you know, release locations set up for next week. Yep. Thanks, Chris.
Sounds great. All right, last item is the fish operations plan. It's posted to the web at that link. I'm still working on getting the fish passage injunction measures put into the plan. I guess actually doing change forms that will eventually go into the plan. So that's kind of the next iteration of the plan. And that's all I have, unless there are questions or comments. All right. Any final thoughts or comments on any of this? All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a good morning and afternoon.